Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Jeremiah 33 and 3. This is all for a purpose today. I'm just going to teach this morning. Jeremiah 33 and 3, it reads, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." And you'd be wondering, why is it so? Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Call him up. And the Bible says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." But I also like that you have a good relationship with the Lord. Now, the prophet Isaiah put, turn with me to Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 24. Isaiah 65 and 24. And it says, "And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear." When you study this, Jesus on the main, you got to call him up. And sometimes even before you call, he's going to answer your prayer. That's why I like the old song that it makes it relevant. My young people were here for more than a day, you know, it's like, if you want that Xbox, tell them what you want. If you want that bigger net check from 5 to 8, just tell Jesus what you want. And you say, "Well, why did the old folk say call him up?" Well, it was all another old song. It sang very simple. And all it would say, somebody would be in testimony service, and they just break out and say, "What you mean?" And somebody would say, "God got it. What you mean? God got it." Very simple. And that's all, that's the whole word to the whole song. What you mean? God got it. What you mean? God got it. If you need more power, if you need more joy, if you need more love, why do I say that? Young people say, if you need more love, God got it. If you need a better meal plan, God got it. If you need a car to get around, God. If you need a scholarship, and where does that come from? And the old folk, it is powerful when you get into the scripture. If you turn with me to Psalm, the 24th Psalm, you get an understanding of why the old people say, Jesus on the main line, just call him up and tell him what you want. Why should I call it? Because God did it. And you want to know why he has it? The Bible tells me in Psalm 24, verse 1, "The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein." God got it. What you need? God got it. That's it. And so I want to make the scripture relevant to my young people today. Because we go to church and sometimes we as adults, we get so theological, you know, but it's very simple. The simple says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And then my Bible also tells me that he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. So whatever you need, God gives. So that just goes to show the universal ownership of God. That was my lead-in to talk to you today so you understand that if you need something, call on the Lord. Because if you call on him, he'll even answer. Sometimes he'll answer before you call, and why you yet speaking on the Lord's name. He's going to answer. Why do I want to talk about that? Because we live in a world of technology. And now all my technology experts, if I get off course or I say something wrong, y'all can correct me. But I want to talk with you today because any and everything we do is online. It's online. Not only that, it's located in a certain place. But before I get there, turn with me to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. I'm going to read verse 8 and 9. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Listen to this next verse. And when he, speaking of Jesus, had spoken these things, while they beheld, this is his disciples, he was taken up at a what? Cloud? A what? Received him what? Out of his sight. So he spoke to him, and then a cloud just took him out of his sight. So they couldn't see him no more, right? Because he was in the what? In the cloud. Everything that we do thing, we got to go online because it's in the cloud. Y'all follow this. This is walk with me. I want to make it relevant so I don't. It's in the cloud. You know, the online banking, even your registration and classes and your class, everything you got to go online to get it because it's all cloud. In the cloud, you can't do anything. You got application and everything you do about it. So, connected. So, understand this. I want to tell you today, here on earth, you have to be online to gain access because everything is in the cloud. Telephone, computer, everything that works. I'm not doing all right now. Technology over there. It's in the cloud. But guess what? Everything you need here on earth is basically in the cloud. But I want to talk to you today that you need to get on the main line because everything that you need is above the cloud. See, here on earth, everything is in the cloud. But everything that you need, everything that God has, is above the cloud. So you got to get above the cloud to get what you need here on earth. Y'all won't. I just want to walk you through this so you get an understanding. See, the cloud is up there with the network and remote servers, all that stuff is there. But in order to access the cloud, you got to be able to get on there. And so, in order to get on the internet, you got to have an ISP internet service. Okay. So, you got to have an internet service provider to get online to get to everything that you need. That's on the cloud. Well, I'm here to tell you that you got to get beyond the cloud to get what you need. Well, where is Jesus right now? come right from God. And where did God? I'm a good guy. Tell me, Isaiah. Tell me, Isaiah. Chapter 66 and verse 1. And it says, thus says the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my place. So, if God is in heaven, and he's in the third heaven, which is above everything, the clouds are below him. And I just told you, everything that you need, God got. So in order to get to what you need from God, you got to go above the cloud. Now, how can I go above the cloud to get what I need? I told you to get on the cloud. Here, you need an internet service from God. And see, here on earth, we have a lot of internet service provided. You can get Xfinity, CenturyLink. DirecTV probably got something too. And then on your phone, you got Sprint, Verizon, T-Mobile. Got all kind of ways to get to the internet, to get to the cloud. But don't let nobody fool you on how you need to get above the cloud. There's not a whole lot of providers that can get you above the cloud to get you to what you want. You don't have a whole lot of selections to get above the cloud. You may get a rebate to switch from Verizon to Sprint, but there are no rebates and no other choices to get above the cloud. Turn with me to John 14. Y'all are going to be like, I'm crazy. Want to make it relevant today to my young people. John chapter 14, verse 6. I'm going to start at verse 5. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? How can we get above the cloud? Well, Jesus said unto him, I am the way. I want to make it relevant because we're trying to get above the cloud. Jesus said, I am the way, not a way. I'm not Verizon or T-Mobile. I am the way, the Son of God. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I like this. No man cometh what? Unto the Father, but by there's no other way because you want to get above the cloud because you call on God. He's got everything you need. But in order to get there, you got to have access to get to the internet to get to above the cloud. There's no other way to get to God. There's no other way to get above the cloud other than Jesus Christ. I'm trying to get to that. And so, what I like about this, go with me to Colossians. Oh, Lord. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which were above the cloud, above. And why did it say that? Where what? I'm just letting the word speak today. Because all that we need, because we quote the scriptures, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. I can do all things through Christ and strengthen them. Well, where is all that? It's a book. And see, I want you to understand that this natural internet system, you can have access by Wi-Fi, or you can be hardwired with internet. You plug in and hardwired, you get a little bit most speed. But you get on that Wi-Fi, sometimes it can get a little bit spotty. And depending on your internet service provider, it all depends on how fast you're going to download and how fast you're going to upload. Y'all keep it taking a hand on Mango Networks. But see, I'm telling you, in order to get above the cloud, that through Jesus, and we don't need to be hardwired because we have the best Wi-Fi built. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is, you got wireless access to God. You got wireless access to God. Oh, the things that you don't have to worry about. And what I like about that, well, see, on your regular ISP, you have various plans. So you have to pay for how much bandwidth you want to use. When you're going to get a 1 gig plan, 2 gig plan, but then some of them have that unlimited plan. But you got to read the fine print. Because on that unlimited, when you reach a certain spot, they schedule back from like 4G to 2G. They give you a little slower speed. You may have unlimited data, but it's moving at a slower speed. And it costs you some money, though. But the Wi-Fi access that I have that gives me above the cloud is absolutely free. Jesus paid it. And the thing about this Wi-Fi, it moves at God's speed. You don't have to worry about how much you can upload and how much you can download, but you can't put too much on God. Because it says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways. He's higher than all that. And God says, all you got to do is talk to me because, you know, you have to wait sometimes when you download, but I'm reminded of this because he just said it. That's how fast this internet service moves that takes me above the cloud. It's the Holy Spirit. And see, what I like about that is, you see, our local internet service depends on where the tower is. Look, if you get in a dead spot, you might lose the internet. If you move in a dead spot, you might lose connection. You might drop a call. You might be driving, trying to watch something on YouTube, and the speed just slow down. And then you're outside trying to move around, and y'all know how you done been inside the store, and like, you call me back till I get out the ticket to change the seat. But I'm so glad I don't have to worry about that with my perfect Wi-Fi. My network is never down. Because over in Psalm 121, it says, he never slumbers nor sleeps. I always have 100% uptime on my network because my service provider is Jehovah Jireh. And see, I like that. See, y'all don't understand. See, if you're out of range of the tower, you can't get your signal. But when I look at my phone connection to heaven, I always have the maximum number of bars up there because I have great signal strength. Y'all want me to prove it to you? Turn with me to Psalm 139. I'll get to this part. Psalm 139. I'm sorry, Lord, what's the deal? Psalm 139. And you know, it's like, drive down the road, stop signal, go on the paper. I'm on this. Well, I'm in the car, you're back on the road. I'm going to drive you out of here. And y'all know how to see it. Y'all people are taking their hands. But see, what I like about my wireless network, my internet service provider that takes me above the cloud. It says over in Psalm 139, starting at verse 7. I like the way he puts it, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? It's talking about the omnipresence of God. He said, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. Oh, I got a signal. I got a strong signal. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Oh, Daniel, the nation. My signal going strong. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall. I got a signal under the water. Come on. That's a strong signal. And it says, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me. Even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Somebody said, I got a strong signal. I get y'all understand this now. See, in order to get what you need, you got to go above the cloud. And in order to get above the cloud, you got to have that relationship with Jesus. And then you got to be connected by way of the best Wi-Fi there is, the Holy Spirit. Yes, because you can't run away from it, and you can't hide from it. But see, here's the thing that I like. See, you don't network to get a Bible. Then you got to go get your computer cleaned up. Even your cell phone, now you get something on there, they run it slow. They make you go get a new one. You got to go get a new phone. New way to call it up. Got to put some virus protection on there. You might get some spyware, some malware, and your network goes down. Well, I'm here to tell you that the only way we can lose sickness is not because of our Wi-Fi connection, because it's smooth. You see, that's when we get out of fellowship with God. You see, when we get out of fellowship with God, then our signal breaks down. Because the Holy Spirit is beaming all the time, 24-7. That's why the old folk used to say, call him in the morning, call him in the noonday, call him in the evening. He's going to be right there. But he's sitting over there. But see, we fall out of fellowship. And when we fall out of fellowship with God, we break our connection. We get a little virus. You know how we get a little virus? Because we don't use our antivirus software. We don't use our antivirus software. See, there's this word, it says WORLD. That spells what? World. And see, what happens is we get so much of the world on the inside of us, it begins to contaminate our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. And so we're getting more world into us than our antivirus protection, which is WORD, which is the Word of God, because my Bible tells me, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So if you keep your antivirus up to date, you don't have to worry about losing your connection. Yes, that's what happens. And see, that's the only way you can lose that connection. But I'm here to tell you, if you lose that connection, it's not on the Holy Spirit, but you can regain that connection. You know, it's kind of like when you be like, then I cut my phone off. Didn't make it down there in time to pay my bill. Then I cut my phone off. Mama, can you send me some money? Bro, can I borrow your phone to call home? Well, I'm going to tell you, my man David lost his phone. But I'm so glad that the Bible told me that you can regain your connection. So don't feel bad if you no longer can hear from God. I'm here to tell you, all you got to do is bring your antivirus protection up to date. All you got to do is go and start reading a little bit more of the Word. And then you start getting into the Word, you understand that I can go boldly before the throne, that I can obtain grace and mercy in my time of need. You see, if you have that on the inside, you know, I can restore my communication. But I like the way David did it. You see, David was in a place where he wasn't supposed to be, on top of the roof looking at somebody else's wife. Then he went down and did something with that man's wife that he had no business doing. And then God called him out about it. And so now David was out of fellowship. The Holy Spirit was still speaking, but he couldn't hear because he had too many viruses on the inside. And that virus is called S-I-N, nothing but sin. But David realized that he said, let me go and write Psalm 51. David went there to Psalm 51 and he said, have mercy upon me, O God. See, when we mess up, when we lose connection, all we got to do is say, Lord, have mercy. David said, have mercy, O God, according to what thy loving kindness. Now he's beginning to call on some stuff, God, because you're so good and you love me. I know you'll have mercy. But I like this. See, because David said, I messed up. first reason is why I acknowledge my transgression. And my sin is ever before me. He realized I got a virus on the inside. But I know that you are able to cleanse me from that virus. David said, verse 7, he said, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. See, if you want to be, you want to get clean, all you got to do is ask God. He said, purge me, I shall be clean. Wash me. How many of you want to be washed again? He said, wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Oh, Jesus. Oh, once he washed you, oh, that virus will be gone. But I like the way David said it. See, he understood that he didn't have connection with God. Verse 10 says, he says, now, O Lord, create in me. See, a lot of us don't want to back up. See, we want to restore our phones and everything from the old backup. But he says, create in me a clean heart. Oh God, and renew a right spirit. Not the wrong spirit, but a right spirit within me. And see, when you do that, David understood, he said, Lord, I done messed up, but I need connection. I need my Wi-Fi back home. I need to be moving at God's speed. He said, restore. You see how he said, Lord, restore. He said, restore unto me the joy. Didn't I tell you what you need, God got it. If you need more joy, what? God got it. David said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And uphold me with thy free spirit. Uphold me once again with the Holy Ghost. Uphold me again. So God is saying, young people, we may live in this digital age where everything is in the cloud. But I'm telling you, everything that you need is above the cloud. And in order to get above the cloud, you got to get right with Jesus. If you're not in a right relationship with him, all he's saying is, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, because I am meek and lowly. And then you'll find rest for your soul. If you want to get some rest today, you can't get rest down here. You got to go above the clouds. Because my Bible says, and he'll keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. Yes, you got to get saved. And then not only that, you got to get filled with the Holy Ghost. You got to get that wireless connection. That is connected spirit to spirit to God. Because my Bible tells me that the Holy Spirit is the comforter. It's the one that's going to keep you. It's the one that brings the words of God back to your remembrance. Why is that? Because Jesus sits on the right hand of God. He speaks to you by way of the Holy Spirit. And guess what? The Holy Spirit is not going to speak of his own. He's going to speak exactly what Jesus spoke. I'm trying to make it plain because we live in this technological world. But I'm going to break it down like the old folks say. If you need something, call on Jesus. Get on the main line and just tell him what you want. If you need your body healed, just call him up and tell him what you want. Because he got what you need. And the only way you can get it is to go above the cloud. Because Jesus sits on the right hand of the Father. And my Bible tells me that I am a joint heir with Christ. And whatever he has, I have. But to access it, I got to go above the cloud. I got to go above the cloud. Oh, I got to go above the cloud. To get above the cloud sometimes means I got to fall down on my knees. I got to pray, God, help me sometimes. I got to spend a little bit more time with him. Strengthen my connection. I got to fast a little bit more. Give me a little bit more bandwidth. It increased my faith. I got a better connection. Moving at God's speed. I don't need a fiber cable. I got the Holy Ghost cable. Jesus. And what I like about this, I'm getting ready to close. I told earlier about your plans. They got limited access sometimes, but they got unlimited, but they slow your speed down. I'm so glad I got unlimited access. I got unlimited access to God. It's not like in the Old Testament where the priest had to go in behind the veil. When Jesus died on the cross, the veil was rent from top to bottom. What did that mean? That means I got perfect access, unlimited access to God by way of Jesus Christ. And I can just go to him and call him Daddy, Abba, Father. Guess what? Because if I call on him, my Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. You got to call him. My Bible says we have not because we ask not. My Bible says call him. He'll answer. You got to go above the clouds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got unlimited access. Unlimited access. Unlimited access. High speed. God's speed. Whatever I need, he'll provide. According to his riches. Not out of his riches, but according to his riches. Oh, I just feel a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Jesus. Everything you need is up above the cloud. Above the cloud. Bypass that cloud. You get Jesus. Connect by way of the Holy Spirit.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, nycvirtualoffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.